This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Mary Kissel, my colleague, Executive Vice President Stevens Incorporated, former senior advisor to the Secretary of State. And a moment about the markets, about a piece of the markets that is exotic at the same time, magical thinking. The New York Times, reporting on Bankman-Fried and the FTX collapse, reached by phone on Sunday night, Mr. Bankman-Fried declined to address the messages that top executives exchanged leading up to the bankruptcy filing. But he said that even after FTX's collapse, he had found, quote, numerous parties willing to invest funds. He declined to name any of the possible investors. Mary, I'm flabbergasted at the willingness of Mr. Bankman-Fried to keep talking. How do you measure this? You're on the street now. How do you measure this? Is this the way we live now? Is this a recognizable Ponzi, or is there something fresh here that we need to learn from, Mary?
It's just old scams and new clothes, John. I think what's remarkable is the enormous amount of attention that's being given to what looks to be one of this century's greatest fraudsters, instead of devoting attention to all of the people who have lost enormous sums of money. You know, American banks were denied the ability to custody and create, you know, products around cryptocurrencies. And those were the very institutions that have the compliance procedures in place, the people in place, the practices in place to ensure that the average investor is protected and doesn't lose money. Where is the outrage about that? Let's focus on the people who were harmed and not on the fellow and his compadres that harmed them.
I speculate, however, Mary. It's fun to enter into rooms I'll never be in. I enter into the room where grown-ups, you know, Tiger Global, BlackRock, Sequoia, the big funds, the guys who boast themselves around the world, are sitting and listening to the spin for another round of financing for FTX. That happened as recently as last September and the beginning of this year. Where are the grown-ups on Wall Street, or have I been misled, Mary? Is no one exercising due diligence?
Well, it reminds me of that famous book by Charles Kindleberger, Manias, Panics, and Crashes, which explains that, you know, throughout history, we see this kind of groupthink where investors pile into a certain asset or bet. And it goes up and up and up, and then suddenly it starts to decline, and we have a panic, and then we have a crash. And cryptocurrency is looking a lot like that. It's not to say that there isn't any value at all in the underlying technology, but it is clear that these major firms did not do their due diligence on this fellow. And you have to ask why. And if I were a significant investor at Sequoia or any of these other firms, I would ask, you know, what measures is the investment committee putting into place to ensure that they don't do this again? And who's going to take responsibility for it? Again, you know, it is, I think, a lesson here, also not just for the investors, but for the regulators. I mean, where is the SEC? What were they doing? Is anybody going to take responsibility for this? I mean, you've seen the Gary Gensler at the SEC do these kind of, single shots against crypto firms instead of stepping back and really getting serious and saying, okay, we're going to lay out the rules of the game here. Let's promulgate rules. Let's talk to industry. Let's talk to banks, big, medium, and small. Let's talk to, you know, other regulators. Let's talk to our counterparts around the world about how they've handled it. And then let's come up with a system that we think is going to work. Instead, he's had this scattershot approach that gets him headlines, but doesn't do a darn thing to protect investors. And I think that's a scandal.
It's called an affinity fraud. Look it up. You'll smile. Affinity fraud is when someone in Bermuda shirts and a T-shirt stands in front of worthy investors and says, I'm here, and they recognize me. And then all of a sudden, your money shows up. It's an old scam. The FBI knows all about it. Affinity fraud. Mary Kissel, the Executive Vice President of Stevens Incorporated, former Senior Advisor to the Secretary of State. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,